The Broken Arrow Blues Band, live in Detroit, self-release CD, cover of the old Cream tune Politician. Before that, we heard The Six and the Sevens with Reciprocity. Thank you, Alan. It's one of those tongue twisters. That's off of a CD of theirs called Songs About Girls. And we started off with the Blue Flowers that are coming into town and playing on Saturday at PJ Lager House. And hopefully we'll have them on Motor Live Drive in a couple of months. But right now, speaking of live and Motor Live Drive at 5, we have the band Sick in the studio ready to do something for us. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yeah!
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Hit it off.
Listening to WHFR.FM 89.3 FM, the station making waves live in the studio. We have the band Sick. How are you, fellas?
Doing great.
Doing incredible on this nice sunny day.
Yeah, well, it's getting there, isn't it? We'll take the sun if we can't get anything else. Anyway, I wanted to know if you guys could go around and introduce yourselves.
For sure. I'm the singer. My name is Matt Fish.
I'm the guitar player. My name is John Ragamat.
I play bass. I'm Nick Swisher.
I'm the drummer. I'm Skylar Hendricks.
All right.
Tom, say that again.
One more time there, Skylar.
I'm the drummer. I'm Skylar Hendricks.
Perfect. We can hear it now. Okay. Right. So how long you guys been together?
We've been together like how many months, Skylar?
Like eight?
8 months or something like that? Yeah. Played. John, how many shows have we played?
I'd say we've played about 6 shows.
It's not too bad for 8 months being together. How did you guys meet?
Well, I went into a backyard, and I saw, it was at a party, and I was looking for a guitarist, and I saw this kid standing up on a picnic table with a guitar, a gold SG, and he was just shredding, and it was a sweet party, and I'm like, that's my guitarist. That's him right there. That's Johnny.
All right.
And so it just took off from there, and we found each other, and we found the rest of the band. It was incredible.
Okay. Got another one for us, something called Generation Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hit it up, man. fight. Start our life a generation high for Facebook hype.
Cast.
Your TV is great. A little Simon Cowell judging your dream. So you want to die young? Then get yourself a gun. By me and the band. Ever I am planned. Throw what you want at us. Broken arm, broken trust. Fight the lost.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the only station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and we have live in the studio the band Sick. Alrighty. We're trying to take care of a couple things here. You want to talk about upcoming shows that you have there?
Yeah, this Saturday we're playing a show at, what is it called?
Something happened.
All right, we have a little bit of technical difficulties there. Let's see. All right, what I'm getting out of this is you're playing at the Painted Lady.
Yes.
Along with Amateur Anthropologist and Tent. That sounds like that's going to be a good show. And then what I have further down the line is March 29th, and that's going to be at the New Dodge. Maybe you can tell us about that, John.
Yeah, John.
The New Dodge show, we're playing with La Voyage, Seven Birds, One Stone, 500 Club.
And Emily Rose?
And Emily Rose, yeah.
Okay. What I think I'm going to do is right now, I'm going to have Lee take over for a second. He's going to tell us a couple things. How's that sound? All right, let's do that. All right, in the studio I have with me Lee Majors, who's a booker manager of various bands around the city. How you doing, Lee?
Good. How are you doing, Scott?
Very good.
Thanks for having me back, and thanks for having Sick in the studio today.
Our pleasure.
I'll fill you in on a couple upcoming shows here that do include Sick and maybe a few that don't. Like you just said, this coming Saturday night at the Painted Lady, it's Amateur Anthropologist along with Sick and Tent. Friday night at PJ's Logger House is the album release show for Awesome Jarvis and the Whales, and their special guests are Mega Weej, which features Tony Muggs of the Muggs, and the Woven Tangles, who are also on Funky D Records. On Saturday, March 22nd at Logger House, we have Characteristics, Citizen Smile, The Sound Logic, and King Eddie playing. The following weekend, we have a show on March 28th. It's a Friday night at the Old Miami. And on that show is the Illiches, Radio Burns, the Cheetahs, and a relatively new band from Bay City, which is about an hour and a half away from the Detroit area, and they are called Yum. And that show again Friday, March 28th at the Old Miami. And then the night after is the big benefit featuring Sick, Le Voyage, Seven Birds, One Stone, Emily Rose, and the 500 Club. And that is for Covenant House of Michigan, called the Covenant House Benefit Show. And again, Sick, Le Voyage, 500 Club, Seven Birds, One Stone, and Emily Rose will all be playing in one night, same stage, at the New Dodge, which is on Joseph Campo in Hamtramck.
Okay. Do you know anything about that charity, the Covenant, what that's about?
Yes, they deal with young kids, young children. I believe the ages are about 14 to 15 to early to mid-20s. For runaway children, abused children, children that have nowhere to go, they take them in, feed them, clothe them, try and get them jobs or back into school, whatever they think they may need. But again, it's for boys and girls. I believe the age starts at 14, 15, up through the mid-20s, and they are located in Detroit. And I believe you can go to www.covenanthousemichigan.org and find them there.
Okay, that sounds like a worthwhile cause. So, you know, even if there's no other reason to go down there on March 29th at New Dodge, that would be a good reason to go.
Yeah, we put five bands together that we think will gel really well. Not one sounds like the other, so we're giving everybody a whole batch of music, a lot of different styles is how I should say, of music. When you compare, you have Emily Rose and Sick, who sound nothing alike, but together it'll be beautiful. So we hope you come down on March 29th at the New Dodge.
Okay. Looks like there was an article about the band Sick about two or three weeks ago in the Metro Times.
They were featured, yeah. They actually had a two-page article in Metro Times. Brett Callwood, who is the writer for the Metro Times as far as the music goes, did a story on them in the Body Art issue, which also dealt with local artists that have tattoos. And if it's one thing you'll notice about Sick, other than how good their music is, when you look at them, they're all tattooed. Some more than others, head to toe, but they're tattooed.
Okay. Yeah, it's too bad this is audio only. We could show that all off. Well, we could show some of it off anyway.
Whoa.
Yeah, the drummer Skyler, I think, has the most tattoos out of the band, and I guess every so often he gets another one. He's trying to get me to get one. So maybe one of these days I'll get the nerve and do it. We'll see.
Do it.
We'll see. Thank you. Who is that?
Be iconic.
We're going to force him to, actually.
I mean, I know what I want.
Or we'll fire him.
I've just not had the guts to actually go get the tattoo, so maybe it's about time.
Yeah, you only live once, right?
Exactly.
YOLO.
All right, calm down there, boys.
All right.
Are we almost ready for some more music?
Sounds
I think
like
we are.
Yeah,
we'd like to entertain you guys. So.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh,
charity schemes.
All right. Live in the studio here at WHFR.FM, 89.3 FM on your dial. Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have the band Sick. All right. That was Dirty Schemes, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right. You wanted to say something, Lee? Or?
I'm going to give a shout-out to somebody. Guys, he's actually listening in Florida because I keep getting messages from him on Facebook. So this is for you, Jay Harrison. Enjoy the show.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, we get listeners everywhere, don't we?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, this the songs that you're playing today, that's from a full-length release that you have?
Yes, it's a 10-song album that we made in about, I think it was last summer, right? Yeah, it was last summer. We did it with Chuck Alkazian from Pearl Sound Studios.
Okay.
In Canton, Michigan, yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was very hard. We had to really work extremely hard to do this, and we didn't know what was coming, and when it hit us, we were like, whoa, like, you know, it's a long way to the top to rock and roll, really, you know, and we saw how much it really took, you know, and we're still on that road, and it's a great road.
People that haven't done it before, they think it's easy, don't they?
Oh, yes.
You just get up to the mic, and you just start playing, okay, no problem.
Yeah, right? Miley Cyrus got to do that, but we're going to have to go through, you know, CCR and AC/DC went through.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it one show at a time.
Yeah, we're blue collar, and we're fine with that. We're proud.
That's cool. Okay, so that's the only release you have, and what would be the best place if someone was looking for that to get a copy? Where would they go?
The Loving Touch on, what's the date?
April 17th.
April 17th. April 17th, we play at The Loving Touch with a bunch of great bands that we love, and we're releasing our CD. Everybody can come. It's a free show.
Free show. Well,
it's always a great price.
There's no excuse for that, then. Huh?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. And you're on Facebook, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. We are.
All right.
Yeah. Facebook is kind of like, it doesn't really matter how many likes a band gets as we think about it. It's just if you're really good, then that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one of many tools to get people to...
Media.
Yeah. To know that you're out there, whether it's that or... Is there a way that they can get your stuff anywhere else, like on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, any of those other ones?
We have a website, sickofficial.com.
Sickofficial.com? Okay.
Yeah. Our band, basically logo, everything about us is an alligator. We're an alligator rock band. That's what we are. And, you know, some people can understand that. Some people don't know what that means. It's just, you know, a lot of bands have their own thing. The Rolling Stones had the tongue, you know, and ours is we're in love with alligators.
Okay.
That's our thing. That's our weird fetish.
So do we see an alligator on the actual cover of the new release?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be alligators everywhere. There's going to be alligator skulls, alive alligators, painted gold alligators, and the album's called Born Wild, too.
Born Wild. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another one, then.
All right. Song's called No Worries.
No bills to pay. No, no, no.
something more. Something more. That was No Worries. Thank you.
All right. Live in the studio, the band Sick. All right. If you don't mind, if you could go around the room, gentlemen, maybe tell us a little bit about yourselves, other than the music, of course, other than the band, maybe something you're into, where you're from, where you grew up, anything.
Yeah, I'm John Ragamat, the lead guitar player, and I grew up in Berkeley, Michigan. And I've been playing shows since I was 15. And other than the music, I like to skateboard and draw and hang out with friends.
Okay. Are you really good at skateboarding or drawing?
My record is 12 kickflips in a row, but I mostly skate Lords of Dogtown style.
Okay, like the swimming pools and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I don't actually pool hop. I was lucky enough to be born by the Huntington Woods pool.
Okay.
On 11 in Coolidge. There's nothing like skateboarding, especially if you can listen to a guitar solo while you skate. It's just so freeing. It's great.
That sounds like a good time, yeah. Alrighty. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, Matt Fish. I like to do, other than music, I love outdoor things. I love climbing mountains in Colorado. I like fishing. Swimming. I love swimming. I swim all the time. I love being around, beautiful women. I have a beautiful girl.
Well, who doesn't?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I have a beautiful girl, and it's great. I love being around her.
You want to say hello to her?
Oh, hello, Miss Raina Zantner. You are a babe. And, yeah, and my family's great. I have a great family. They've been helping me with all of this. They're a great,
very supportive.
Oh yeah, so supportive. They're lovely, and I just love the outdoors and music, and that's about it.
Funny, you don't look like an outdoors type.
It's okay.
But you've been doing outdoor stuff pretty much most of your life, or?
Oh yeah, I grew up on a farm, and we had a bunch of chickens and stuff, and we had some acreage, and all I did was just dirt biking, build tree forts, hang out with the kids up around the bend, listen to, Bob Seger, it was just a good life I had. I love it.
Well, that sure beats like sitting in your living room playing video games and getting fat, huh?
Yeah, I'm not really a video game guy at all.
Nothing against people who play video games, but
no, I used to love them.
But it's just nice to be able to do things that are physical and stay in good shape. And
oh yeah, N64 rocks. Shout out to people that love 64. Okay, what about you, Nick?
Hi, my name is Nick. I grew up in Detroit, around 3 Mile and Mac. I love rollerblading. Been rollerblading for a while. Aggressive skating bulls.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it, eh?
Yeah.
Other than that, it's all about the music.
It's all about the music.
All right, cool. How about you, Skylar?
I'm Skylar. I've been playing drums since I was 6. I've been in numerous bands, playing a lot of shows. Like, that's always been my passion. I like getting tattooed and drawing. I'm really into art like that and just hanging out with friends and going to the bar.
Okay, I think we're going to save that for one of our next breaks. You guys are going to talk about a couple of your tattoos, maybe why you got them and what they are, as long as we can say it over the radio, of course, but I was reading that you're not originally from the U.S., let alone Detroit, right, Skylar?
I'm from Macomb.
Oh, Macomb? Okay, maybe I read something wrong.
Yeah, I just put that on my Facebook just to mess with people because they take it too seriously.
Yeah, it just sounds cooler than Macomb.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, forgive me. Yeah, I took it seriously as well. Okay. All right, what do we have now? We got So Right.
Yeah, the song's about beautiful women.
All right.
Yeah, we like them.
Is there anything else?
Anything else? No. All right, hit it up, Skyler. This guitar isn't working.
Live in the studio, the band Sick here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford Community College on this wonderful winter day. Alrighty. Okay. Let's see if we can talk about those shows again, in case somebody wasn't listening at the earlier part of the hour. You want to help us with that, Lee?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you a couple shows for Sick. Starting off this Saturday, Painted Lady in Hamtramck with Amateur Anthropologist and Tent. Also playing, Sick are playing middle, so probably like about 11 o'clock or so. And then after that, we have March 29th, Covenant House Benefit at the New Dodge in Hamtramck also. And that's on Joseph Campo. Playing with Sick again, 500 Club, Seven Birds, One Stone, Le Voyage, and Emily Rose. And then, of course, April 17, album release show at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. Also playing with the guys that night are After Dark Amusement Park, Nigel and the Dropout, and the Bronze Way.
Yeah.
Okay, sound like good shows. Recognize a couple of those bands. After Dark Amusement Park was here a couple weeks ago.
Sweet.
You ever heard those guys?
Yeah, we just listened to them. They're pretty weird. They're cool.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to give you a show that's coming out in May, on May 10th. The guys are playing in Ypsilanti at the Maidstone Theater. It's a covers show, and they're going to be playing as Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses,
I
can see that.
We got Axl.
You're Axl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. And then we got Slash over there already. I can see that.
They got it.
Oh, that sound like they do, yeah. Okay. As long as we do it without all the trappings that Guns N' Roses eventually ran into.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. John, what is that? Join or John in the Waves? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's this kid I know named John. And his parents didn't want to use an H in his name, mm-hmm. And it's a song. And I was at the beach with my buddies, and we had a crazy day. We met some dude that collected rocks, and he was like 50 years old and stuff. And so I had a little riff, and then this other John right here, who's the guitarist of this band, we sat down. We just made this epic, huge song together.
Okay. So, about a couple of Johns. John and the Waves.
Wait. Can I can't hear myself at all either anymore. Either.
Okay.
Is that okay to say that?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll give it a couple of seconds. All right. Maybe.
There we go.
It's working? I can't really hear myself at all, to be honest.
You gotta turn your headphones.
I can hear the rest of the band, but just me.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work on that for a couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Is that better?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that sounds okay. You guys hear me?
No, there's still something wrong with it.
Oh, there's still something wrong?
Give him that other mic over there.
Alright. Okay, well, we'll figure out something. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk about a couple of your tattoos there?
Oh, yeah. On my forearm, I have a pinup girl because girls are the most beautiful thing on the planet, including my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And on my chest, I have an eagle.
Okay. And I can see about the pinup girl. Why an eagle, though?
Oh, it's holding a crown, and it's supposed to represent true freedom, a world without a leader.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever find that in our lifetime, but hey, one can dream. What about you, gentlemen?
For tattoos, whoa, that's loud. That's sweet.
I have cut out.
Yeah, why don't we try one of the other? Try Skylar.
Okay.
You get. No, we're not getting that either. Huh?
No, sorry. Try it again.
How about try it again, Skylar?
On my arm, I have a Native American sleeve because I'm part Native American. I have like an Indian chief, cattle skull, a wolf, like an eagle, just a bunch of like cool things that go with that.
Okay. Any others? What about you, Nick?
Nick?
He doesn't have a microphone.
Nick, come here.
Oh.
Yeah, just come closer.
No, his
we won't bite.
You can swing that one over to him.
Yeah, that, use that one right there.
Nick.
Microphone test on the air.
Don't move anything.
Sounds great.
Live radio. Live in the studio, we have the band Sick, and we are talking about tattoos.
Yeah, so my name's Nick, and I got a giant gorilla face on my arm.
For me, it represents strength.
Okay. What about, got another one you want to talk about? Or?
Yeah, I got a tree with underneath it some music notes. Represents me, I guess.
Okay, so it didn't come from any particular inspiration, just decided
just music,
to...
Just to keep music? Going, keep okay. pushing it.
All right, any particular notes or just...
The treble.
Treble.
Okay.
Treble clef.
And I got some bats around it.
Bats rock.
Yeah.
Okay, bats around music. Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. I got tattoos, but do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I got... My mom was a violinist in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And I got Beethoven on my forearm, his signature, because I always listened to that when I grew up. And then I got a violin under my arm for my mom's violin. And then for my brother Mark, I got a compass on my wrist. And then I got a hand tat that means the circle of life, Alpha Omega. It means the circle of life, you know, yin yang kind of thing.
Okay.
And I'm getting a lot more, but they're only going to be black. I'm not going to get any other colors.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't feel like it. And no. I just think it, for everybody's body is different. Everybody has different faces and stuff and different things and different skin. And so the thing is, some people's bodies look good with like color and some people's bodies look really bad. And so I think I'll look good with just black.
Okay. All right, I could see that. Well, I think we're ready to get going again. If you're
on the waves?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We met a snowman down by the sea. He told us what life could be. Love the world, create yourself. Then there'll be peace all around.
Thank you.
right.
Thank you. Nice job on the waves.
Live in the studio here at WHFR.FM, 89.3 FM, the band Sick. I really like that song.
Thank you.
That is really cool. It's got a little bit of everything in it. Softer parts, harder parts. I want to ask you, John, if somebody else has done that, I've never noticed it. Maybe I've just been too whatever to notice. When you're doing your faster lead runs, I noticed instead of picking the strings individually, you're kind of like just strumming as you go up and down.
It's a technique called sweeping.
Okay. I'm sure I've been to a concert where somebody else has done that before. That's the first time I've actually stood there and watched it happen, though.
It's usually a studio thing, but sometimes bands do it live.
Mm-hmm. Do you just find that it's just easier, just more fluid that way, or?
It's all just the way I play.
Okay.
It just happens naturally.
It's fast.
Yeah, yeah. It you make it look easy anyway.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. In case you weren't listening at the beginning of the hour, we have, since 5 o'clock, the band Sick live in the studio. And one more time, as far as like your release, what is it called, and when are we going to be able to get a hold of it?
Born Wild.
Yeah.
Okay. April 17th.
The 17th of April. Born Wild, Sick.
And that's going to be your release party, and that's happening again where?
The Loving Touch, and it's going to start get there around 8 o'clock or something, and then all the bands start playing at 9. It's going to be a really cool show, and it's not going to be like the other Loving Touch shows that happen there. It's going to be a lot cooler, actually.
Why, that's saying a lot, then, because there are some awfully cool shows at the Loving Touch.
Yeah, there's a lot of hip bands there, I guess. We're a rock band. They're hip.
All right. Anything that you want to say, Lee?
No, Matt took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, shut up, Matt. Anyways, all right, what's your next song going to be, guys?
All right.
Starving for the Stars.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it. right.
There we go.
You must have backed off towards the end of the song.
Motor Live Drive at 5. Say something to me. Matt. Alrighty, we'll wait a second here. Matt.
Can't hear you.
No, there's nothing coming out there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, try it again.
Try it again.
Oh, there we go. I can't hear myself either. Yeah, it phased out again.
Okay.
That one wet too. You guys like the song?
Yeah, that was a good song. I was enjoying it. We're not sure. It just must be one of them days, you know. They happen occasionally. Okay. All right. We're going to try something else. Okay. All right. Why don't we get Lee back on the radio there? You want to have a couple more shows you want to talk about?
Real quickly, April 11th, Friday night, Loving Touch. Autumn Wolf are playing with Awesome Jarvis and the Wails. Characteristics and the 500 Club featuring Ben Keller. On April 15th, which is a Thursday, at Dad's Bar, we have Traits. We have Traits, and they're playing with The Hague and Truman. That's out on the west side. It's called My Dad's Bar. It's a pretty cool place if you've never been out there. On Friday, April 18th, at the Cadieux Cafe, Authors and Audio, Mike Galbraith and Awesome Jarvis and the Wails are playing that show.
Okay.
Like I said, May 10th at the Maidstone Theater in Ypsilanti, Sick are going to be doing, and I'm pretty sure it's their first gig doing covers, and they're going to be playing with Guns N' Roses, as Guns N' Roses, excuse me, with a bunch of other cool bands. And again, that is Saturday night, May 10th, the Maidstone Theater in Ypsilanti.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get a couple of those bands here at the
studio.
I'll
make it happen.
All right. When you get a chance, you got to let me know when Awesome Jarvis are available.
I definitely will. I know we've had problems scheduling them with work and school between the five of them, but we'll make it happen.
Okay. We look forward to that. All right. Got a little bit more we got to work out there.
Okay. Trying to think if I have anything else. Let me just run down their benefit show. Actually, Skyler, the drummer for Sick, did some research and came up with this idea for the Covenant House benefit. And we decided to do it at New Dodge. It's a great place. And he picked some really cool bands. He's friends with Seven Birds, One Stone. Took me to see them a few weeks ago at Luna, and I was just totally blown away by how good they were. So we have Seven Birds, One Stone, 500 Club, Emily Rose, and Le Voyage, all five bands together on Saturday, March 29th. Like I said, Sick are playing The Painted Lady this Saturday in Hamtramck. Opening up is a relatively newer band. They are called Tent, and headlining is Amateur Anthropologist, who I'm pretty sure, I think the Sick guys have done one show with them before, and they became good friends. So we decided to do it again at the Painted Lady this Saturday night.
Okay. And speaking of, one of those bands, Le Voyage, is going to be here in about a month.
I believe we have them for April 17th around there.
Sounds right. That is a Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, so we have them in the afternoon and then the Sick album release show at night.
Hmm.
Oh, another busy day for me.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
Where are you going to fit all that in?
And that's actually weird because I'm going to see Le Voyage later tonight at the Magic Stick. They're playing with Nigel and the Dropout. And I don't know the other two bands playing. But again, that show is tonight at the Magic Stick. Doors are at 8 o'clock. First band is at 9. You guys ready to play? Because we're ready to hear you.
Totally.
Yeah, we might be able to squeeze 3. We'll see what we can do. So,
Mr. Grimm.
Next, Mr. Grimm. All right.
To sleep, locks the hearts of those in need. Now they breathe digital air. they might not know it, but their anger shows it.
Thank you. That was Mr. Grimm. Can't hear you guys. Can't hear you.
Let's just play SpongeBob.
Can we play another song?
There you go. There we go. My fault. Okay, now.
Next song, one more song.
All right, yeah, let's do it. I want to thank Sick for coming in, do a live set for us. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having
you
us.
Guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Song's called Spider Bite. Tonight, yeah, well, can I fly? No, it's a shame. We gotta hide.